ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The federal trial for Hunter Biden will start June 3rd as planned.
Denying a bid by lawyers for the president's son to delay the prosecution, a federal judge in Wilmington, Delaware. Defense lawyers said they needed more time. President Biden's son is accused of lying about his drug use in October 2018 on a form to buy a gun that he kept for about 11 days. He pleads not guilty. Hunter Biden said he was struggling with crack cocaine addiction during that period. A deal to plead guilty to separate misdemeanor tax charges and avoid gun charges fell apart. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Testimony is wrapped for the day in the hush money trial. Donald Trump's attorneys cross-examined former Trump fixer Michael Cohen, accusing him of lying about Trump, directing him to pay Stormy Daniels to cover up an alleged affair ahead of the 2016 election. Trump is charged with falsifying documents to reimburse Cohen. And four deaths now are being blamed on severe storms, including tornadoes that tore through Louisiana and Mississippi yesterday. This is ABC News. A new warning from the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. Officials say foreign terrorist organizations like ISIS may seek to exploit LGBTQ-related events and venues during Pride Month, celebrated in June. FBI and DHS officials say the threats could come online, in person, or in the mail. The WNBA season now just hours away from tip-off, with the anticipation never higher. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more.
Rookie superstars Cameron Brink, Angel Reese, and Camila Cardozo bringing an unprecedented level of interest in women's basketball, along with Caitlin Clark getting much of the attention.
I feel now like getting out there for the first time is really exciting, and it'll be super special.
Clark's Indiana Fever kick off in Connecticut tonight against the Sun. The team selling out a home opener for the first time in more than 20 years. Clark and the incredibly popular draft class ushering in a new era of the WNBA.
That game tonight. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Tonight, look for lows of around 40, northeast winds 4 to 8, mostly clear. Wednesday, sunny to partly cloudy, highs of 71, southeast winds 5 to 10. Wednesday night, lows of 50, partly cloudy with a slight chance for showers in the overnight. And Thursday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm, highs of around 70. With light north winds, it's 68 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. I'm a lovesick drifting cowboy on a highway riding nowhere. If I reach my destination, there'll be heartache when I get there.
Like a rebel till it's rolled. Join us for ABC News, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
There ain't nothing that can't be done by me and God. Ain't nobody gonna come between me and God. One day we'll live together where the angels trod, me and God. Early in the morning talking it over, me and God. Late at night talking it over, me and God. You could say we're like two peas in a pod, me and God. He's my father, he's my friend, the beginning and the end. He rules the world with the staff and the rod. We're a team, me and God.
Jas Turner. Coming up later this hour, we'll have our evening news a little earlier tonight, around 4:30, and then we'll follow that up with high school sports. It's Darlington at Riverdale for baseball, and Filney has the call. Again, that following our early evening news here on FM 100.9 and online at WRCO.com.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Congratulations, Highland Seniors. Your resilience, determination, and spirit have brought you to this moment. Now go forth and conquer the future. Good luck from Cardinal Glass CG, Creative Outlet, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, WCCU Credit Union, Julie Cairns State Farm, and Fuller's Milker Center.
Good oral health will lead to better health overall, so it's important not only to brush twice a day and floss regularly, but to see your dentist on a regular basis. Village Family Dental has a full-time certified orthodontist. Village Family Dental invites you to make an appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic examination. By keeping your mouth healthy, you'll prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream, which leads to a number of other medical complications. Village Family Dental and Orthodontics, Spring Green.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Boscobel, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30 and will feature a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding-age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit StateAuction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Like you, we are working our way through the current trying times, making decisions that are best one day at a time. Our priority is, as it has always been, to care for you and your family and pay close attention to all your needs and concerns while doing all we can to keep you safe. Your questions are always welcomed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
100.9. Start your day the right way. It's the Roundup with Phil and Hank.
With Phil and Hank.
Weekday mornings around 7:20 from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Right, I'm in Rome.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Been running since the day that I was born. Eagle on my back, aches on my arm. This goes out to the drifters and all of the dreamers ready to fly. All those born to be rock stars and lifting their guitars and painting the sky. Can you hear me? All you lost ones who aren't really lost ones, keep shouting your light. This goes out to the wild cards and all of the wild hearts just like mine. Told you you'll never amount to anything. You're just wasting your time chasing the tail of a dragon kind of dream. But I'm here to tell you anything can happen in this life if you got the heart and the passion and a godlit fire inside. This goes out to the drifters and all of the dreamers who are ready to fly. All those born to be rock stars who lifting their guitars and sky. Can you hear me? All you lost ones who aren't really lost ones, keep shouting your light. This goes out to the wild cards and all of the wild hearts just like mine. Out to the drifters and all of the dreamers who are ready to fly. All you born to be rock stars are lifting your guitars and painting the sky. Oh! This goes out to the drifters and all of the dreamers who are ready to fly. All those born to be rock stars keep lifting your guitars and painting the sky.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Mark your calendars for the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals, June 14th, 15th, and 16th. Experience the excitement with special introductions kicking off at 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights and 11:30 on Sunday morning. Be sure to catch the annual rodeo parade Saturday at 10:30 in Richland Center. With three performances over 3 days, you'll witness the skills of the top high school athletes in the state. Don't miss out on the action-packed weekend in Richland Center, Rodeo Weekend, June 14th, 15th, and 16th.
To the graduating class of Boscobel High School, your journey has been remarkable. Now, go out and make your mark on the world. Congratulations from Southwest Technical College, House on the Rock, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Boscobel and Center Pharmacies, and Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Caught you looking at me, I pretended not to notice. Talking that Tennessee, wearing that jacket like you stole it. Started hanging out, talking smack, then a kiss and then a few. Looking back, I didn't know that one night stand would turn into two night stands, both sides of the bed, two lamps going out when I lay my head on your chest till the sun through the blinds starts pouring. Like the two cups of coffee in the morning, was just having fun, wasn't looking for the one. Coffee in the morning is just having fun, wasn't looking for the one, the forever one.
turned 80. He was sitting out back in a rocker. He said, what you been up to lately? I told him, chasing a dollar. And in between sips of coffee, he poured this wisdom out. Said, if you want my 2 cents on making a dollar count, buy dirt, find one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work. And throw a little money in the plate at church. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. Add a few limbs to your family tree. And watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt.
Tell you what it's all about. Find you a few things that matter that you can put a fence around. And then he laid it out. Buy dirt, find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work. And throw a little money in the plate at church. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. And add a few limbs to your family tree. And watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt.
You can buy dirt.
He ain't making any more of it.
So buy dirt,
find the one you can't live without.
Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground.
Do what you love, but call it work. And throw a little money in the plate at church. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. Add a few limbs to your family tree. Watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt.
News on WRCO is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Call Chet's with all your feed and seed needs, 647-8833.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The federal trial for Hunter Biden will start June 3rd as planned.
Denying a bid by lawyers for the president's son to delay the prosecution, a federal judge in Wilmington, Delaware. Defense lawyers said they needed more time. President Biden's son is accused of lying about his drug use in October 2018 on a form to buy a gun that he kept for about 11 days. He pleads not guilty. Hunter Biden said he was struggling with crack cocaine addiction during that period. A deal to plead guilty to separate misdemeanor tax charges and avoid gun charges fell apart. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Testimony is wrapped for the day in the hush money trial. Donald Trump's attorneys cross-examined former Trump fixer Michael Cohen, accusing him of lying about Trump, directing him to pay Stormy Daniels to cover up an alleged affair ahead of the 2016 election. Trump is charged with falsifying documents to reimburse Cohen. And 4 deaths now are being blamed on severe storms, including tornadoes that tore through Louisiana and Mississippi yesterday. This is ABC News.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens. We have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 608-73. 394440.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's early evening news, sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Grangio, Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance agents. Insurance designed with you in mind. Tonight, lows down to 40 with mostly clear skies. And Wednesday, sunny to partly cloudy, highs of around 70. With northeast winds at 2 at 68 degrees.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Boscobel, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. For the past several years, the Richland School District has employed a food service director as well as several food service cooks and servers for the school year while paying additional hours for summer. The director was paid an annual salary based on 210 days of work, while the cooks and servers were paid hourly wages. Since the pandemic, the summer food service options have changed, and the district is now able to offer meal pickup by families. This has proved to be beneficial to the community, and over 500 daily meals are prepared. This benefit to the community has come with additional hours needed by the food service department. The administration proposed to alter three positions from term employees to full-time employees working all year. Based on 2024-25 budget projections, the anticipated spending total would be $182,034 on three employee positions with wages, benefits included. In addition, anticipated spending of an additional $27,461 this summer will cover the summer food service program salaries and wages. This is a combined total for the year of $209,495. The proposal would result in an anticipated total cost of $226,884 or an additional $17,389 for the year. The proposal also includes the elimination of two food service positions, one at the primary school and one at high school, as well as the reduction in hours of a third position at the intermediate school. The elimination of two positions and the reduction of hours of a third would be a savings of $50,353 for the year. All of the changes proposed would result in a net savings of $32,964 for the year. The Richland School Board unanimously approved the proposal. District Administrator Steve Board reported that the health insurance has been renegotiated from a 1% increase to a 0% increase, a savings of just over $30,000. Board also presented the district offenses for the third quarter. The number of offenses has increased each quarter, but primary principal Amy Hardy says while the numbers are high, they have a number of exemplary students and that the upticks are offenses repeated by students who are struggling. Dr. Sherry Johnson, Director of Curriculum and Assessment, reported that some staff were using Google Classroom while others used Schoolology. Parents and students stated that it became an issue when one class used one learning management system while another was using another system. After getting input, it was decided to have everyone use Schoolology as the only learning management system in the district. The Richland Hospital and Clinics welcomed three new members to its board of directors at its annual meeting April 22nd. Board members provide oversight of the strategic direction of the organization. Ed Lineweber, Karn Schaff, and Ryan Bobel, all of Richland Center, will begin holding board responsibilities immediately. Board members typically serve a 3-year term. With the arrival of the new members, 3 other board members will be stepping down: Tracy Peterson, John Poole, and Marilyn Reinhart. These members served on the organization's board for 3 terms. The incoming board members look forward to contributing to the organization's success and bring diverse experiences and deep familiarity with the community to their service. Ed Leinweber is a semi-retired lawyer and reserve judge who has lived in the community for 50 years. Ryan Bobel currently serves as the chief credit officer at Community First Bank. His wife is originally from the area, and the couple has been raising their children here for years. Karn Schaff has served the community as a social worker for the last 33 years and has had extensive involvement with various civic organizations over those 3 decades. Among the board's top priorities in 2024 will be approving plans for facility renovations and updates at TRHC's current location. The group will also offer strategic oversight as the organization makes plans to ensure it remains competitive in a challenging healthcare market while delivering essential services to the community. Federal investigators are looking into a small community in northwest Wisconsin for a possible violation of a Voting Rights Act. The town of Thornapple in Rusk County switched to all paper ballots last year. Federal law requires at least 1 machine for voters with disabilities. A complaint has been filed with the Wisconsin Elections Commission. A healthcare system serving eastern Wisconsin is working with the FBI to try to unfreeze their computers. Ascension Health officials confirmed last week that a ransomware attack has frozen their computer system. Ascension isn't saying how much money the hackers want. Fewer people are signing up to serve in the military in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Army National Guard is operating at 90% strength, which is considered low. Data shows a sharp drop in new recruits in the last 20 years. Only about half as many people signed up to serve last year compared to 2004. A proposed end to non-compete clauses could mean better wages for workers. UW-Madison management professor Martin Ganko says the Federal Trade Commission ruled those clauses stifle competition. Those clauses have been increasingly used in industries that don't need them, like food service and retail. Ganko says non-competes allow companies to lock employees in place without offering competitive wages. The rule is set to take effect in September, but there are already several lawsuits pending against it. An update on a decades-old case in Madison. After nearly 35 years, police have identified Chimney Doe, skeletal remains that were found in the chimney of a music store on University Avenue in Madison back in September of 1989. The DNA Doe Project has determined the remains belong to Ronnie Joe Kirk, who was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma in 1942 and was adopted. Kirk had been married and divorced twice and had children. Madison police say his family has been notified but has asked for privacy. Authorities are still trying to piece together why Kirk was in Madison. Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics will host the Healthy Hustle, a 1-mile and 5K walk run this evening as part of Healthcare Week. The stroller-friendly course will begin at the Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital Bluff Street Terrace. Registration will begin at 5:30, with the race kicking off at 6. There is no fee to participate. There will also be health and wellness offerings and concessions available on the Bluff Street Terrace. There's a part for everyone in the Community Players' upcoming production of The Music Man, a classic piece of musical theater and Americana. After being challenged to try his luck with the stiff-necked people of Iowa, Professor Harold Hill comes to River City and bewitches the whole town with his promise of a boys' band. Songs from the show include 76 Trombones, The Wells Fargo Wagon, and Tell There Was You. You are encouraged to audition for The Music Man tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday at 6:30 at the Richland Center City Auditorium. No experience is needed to try out for the show. Those who cannot make the audition dates for some reason can ask to audition remotely. Just email your request to communityplayerssww@gmail.com. Musicians are also needed for the band that will accompany the show. Anyone interested in playing in the band should contact Logan Willis at ltwillis16@gmail.com. Performances of Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin, The Music Man, will be held July 26th, 27th, 28th, and August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. The Walk with Grace Committee invites everyone to its 21st annual Walk with Grace kickoff. This year's theme is Making Strides for a Cure. The evening will start with a free will offering pancake supper furnished by the Kiwanis Club. This year's ambassadors will be introduced to those in attendance. Teams are invited to pick up their team packets, luminaries, and calendar raffle tickets. Cost to register a team is $150, which will include up to 15 Tennessee orange-colored T-shirts. Team packets will include all the information teams need to know leading up to the walk, which will be held Friday, August 9th at Crosscup Park. The deadline to apply for a Wisconsin Emergency Management Grant for nonprofit organizations that may be at risk of a terrorist attack due to their ideology, beliefs, or mission is this Thursday. The Nonprofit Security Grant Program is a federal grant administered by Wisconsin Emergency Management that provides support for nonprofit organizations that are operating a facility in Wisconsin and meet certain criteria. Applicants must be able to demonstrate that their nonprofit organization is at risk. They must also be able to provide a written risk assessment that identifies security gaps within their organization, along with detailed information about the specific threats, the vulnerabilities that exist, and the potential consequences if action is not taken. Nonprofit organizations interested in applying can register for more information by contacting NSGP@widma.gov.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on Careers.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jacob Carl Jake Linscheid, 80 of Muscadet, died Saturday at Edenbrook in Platteville. Funeral services will be held next Wednesday, May 22nd at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet next Wednesday, May 22nd, from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The family requests people wear a shirt from their favorite sports team to the service. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Center, is assisting the family with the arrangements. Jacob Carl, Jake Linscheid, 80 of Muscadet.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going this evening? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like things will be pretty quiet out there tonight into tomorrow across the region with high pressure settling in. Skies are gradually clearing out across southern Wisconsin. Looks like the rain that's down across portions of Missouri and Illinois and Indiana gradually shifting away.
There's another weather system causing some scattered showers in the eastern Dakotas to northwest Minnesota. That will gradually sink southeast and bring us at least a chance of a shower late Wednesday night into Thursday. The amounts look fairly minor, though, like a few tenths of an inch or less. Otherwise, temperatures will be a few degrees above normal for the weekend. Saturday looking mainly dry, and then late Saturday night into the first half of Sunday. The next front moving through could provide a couple of spotty showers. Again, the amounts look relatively small. After that, we catch a break on Monday before yet another weather system hits us by Monday night or Tuesday. Here's that forecast for tonight, turning mostly clear, temperature falling down close to 40 degrees, northeast wind at 4 to 8. Tomorrow, sunny or partly cloudy and mild with a high of 71, wind from the east-southeast between 5 and 10. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, slight chance of a couple of showers developing late Wednesday night, heading toward Thursday morning, low at 49 degrees. Thursday should be mostly cloudy with some widely scattered showers likely, possibly a light thunderstorm, high near 70. Heading into Friday, partly sunny, low at 53, high in the mid-70s. Saturday, partly cloudy and balmy, low 53 with a high of 78. There's a small chance of a shower very late Saturday night. Sunday, 40% chance of showers in the morning, then some breaks of sun later in the day. Low in the mid-50s with highs in the mid-70s. Monday, little change, partly cloudy and mild. Low 54 with a high of 76. Chance of a couple of showers and thunderstorms by later Monday night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
With a hazy sunshine at 68 degrees, our high 69 and our morning low 52. Yesterday, our high was 72 with a trace of precipitation. Record high for this day, 90 set in 2013, a record low 31 set in 1960. Last year on this day, our high was 65 and our low 50. Sunset today will be at 8:18, sunrise tomorrow at 5:38. With no precipitation, north winds are at 3 and the barometer's down to 29.80. Again, it's 68 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
An old proverb says, no matter how long the winter, spring is sure to come. Winter is a good time to make spring plans. Plan your crops, plan your garden, plan your outdoor activities, and plan to review your insurance protection. Is it adequate? Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, offers a no-obligation review of your insurance protection. As surely as winter will become spring, you can be sure with Schwartz Insurance. Call 647-8891 and let Schwartz Insurance be a part of your spring planning.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. High school conference track meets are happening in the area. River Valley is hosting the SWC this afternoon. Kickapoo is hosting the Ridge and Valley conference track meets. Lots of great games going on around the area tonight. Lafarge is at Cazenovia to take on Weston in high school baseball. Also, Ithaca is at DeSoto to take on the Pirates in both baseball and softball. Richland Center is on the road at Prairie du Chien for baseball and Viroqua for softball. River Valley is playing a doubleheader at home against Platteville, and they're also at home against Prairie du Chien in area softball. The Brewers, with a game coming up, game two of the series tonight, Joe Ross starts against the Pirates. Milwaukee has lost two in a row.
The University of Wisconsin has announced the Badgers' September 14th game at Camp Randall against Alabama will have an 11 a.m. kickoff. For the first time in 18 years, Nick Saban won't be on the sidelines. The date and time were announced this week. The game is the first of a home-and-home series between the two football programs. Alabama won 6 national titles under Saban's leadership. After just one season, UW Green Bay men's basketball coach Sundance Wicks is leaving the program for what he calls his dream job in Wyoming. Athletic director Josh Moon says a new hire will be brought on quickly. And Packers head coach Matt LaFleur tells reporters A.J. Dillon could be more of a movable piece and not just restricted to running the ball. Based on that, it is assumed they're talking about Dillon possibly playing the team's H-back spot on offense. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update courtesy of WRCO Sports. All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all. Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. It is that time of year again when the weather is warmer and the days are longer, and when high school and college seniors' thoughts turn to graduations. At this time of new beginnings, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society congratulates area graduates and encourages everyone to consider giving one or more deserving cats or kittens a new beginning by adopting it or them into your home, where it can be giving you the kind of love that only a pet can. Check out the cats available for adoption from OMHS on its Facebook page, or better yet, meet them in person by appointment only at the OMHS Adoption Center. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership. Get ready for a feast of flavors and a bounty of local goods at the Richland Area Farmers Market. Join them Wednesday from 1:30 to 6 p.m. at the historic Train Depot on Seminary Street in downtown Richland Center, right across from Quick Trip. From bedding plans to baked goods and everything in between, the vendors have you covered. Discover fresh flowers, tantalizing baked treats like breads, cookies, and pies, along with nature's treasures like honey, asparagus, rhubarb, and spring lettuces. Look for farm fresh produce. They have spinach, radishes, potatoes, and more. Plus, satisfy your sweet tooth with maple syrup and homemade canned goods. And here's something special. They accept EBT SNAP benefits. Just head to the information table for guidance on using your Quest card for purchases. Calling all young shoppers. Thanks to the Rotary Club of Richland County, the Youth Food Token Program is back. Kids age 4 to 17 can snag $2 in fruit and vegetable tokens each visit. Swing by the information table to grab yours. And don't forget to join the Boomerang Shopping Bag Program. For a small $5 fee, get a new bag and enjoy a coupon each time you reuse it at the market. Find out more at the information table. See you tomorrow from 1:30 until 6 at the historic Train Depot on Seminary Street in downtown Richland Center, across from Quick Trip, the Richland Area Farmers Market, where community and freshness meet.
Tomorrow when I find you, I was hoping to remind you, darling, you're the only one I love. Thank you, hon, for the good love you're giving. Laying on the grass brings me back into my past. There was really nothing wrong back then. Thank you, Lord, for the good life I'm living. 'Cause when I fail, when I cry, when I thought that I would die, I counted on love lifting me up, pulling me through. Mending my wounds, I
the love and I will care. I will do my part, give the key that fits my heart to you. You're the only piece that really fits me. Laying on the grass brings me back into my past. If I could change something from way back when, you know what I'd do? I tell you I love you the second I saw you.
Got a ways to go.